When it comes to waking up to the truth that you are a creator of your reality, it's important to understand that manifestation is an expression. It is an art form of life. And throughout your journey toward understanding this art form and understanding your true nature, there are certain ethics and morals that you must uphold by and understand in order to be the most effective along this journey. You see, with manifestation, a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about manifestation, what it does, how it works, when it works, and it's very unfortunate because this is something that is our very nature. This is something that we are actually here to do, is to create. You see, your very purpose here is to create something that brings joy, right? To create a life that allows you to fully live in your truest form, in your truest expression of life. And when you are not in alignment with whatever that is that resonates with you, then ultimately you will live a life of depression, sadness, and suffering. And so when you are on this journey, you have to be courageous in that you cannot allow what society dictates, what friends and family will tell you is the best way or the best thing to do for you. You have to follow your own heart and follow your own intuition. And as you go through this journey, you're going to learn and you're going to come across many teachings and many understandings and misunderstandings of manifestation. You see, manifestation is, in fact, your nature. It is what you do. In every moment, in every, you know, situation, in every exchange, you are creating something in that very moment. And when you realize that you are creating something, you are then empowered to understand that you can create whatever it is that you want. But the main thing you must understand is with manifestation, with reality creation, you are only creating your own reality. You see, manifestation has no true power over other individuals. You cannot manifest something for someone else. You can only manifest things and create your own reality. And it's important, it's imperative to understand this, because many times people may challenge you and say, well, if you can, you know, be a creator, right? If you create your own universe, why not create a universe where there is no suffering, where you can eliminate all hunger, all pain, you can stop all wars? Well, if that is something that somebody wants to challenge you to do, then they should, in fact, take it upon themselves to create their reality for themselves. You see, you have to understand that you are only responsible for your reality. And though that may seem to have its limitations, it is really limitless. The possibilities are infinite. You have to break down many belief systems and many limiting thought processes and paradigms in order for you to make the breakthrough and ultimately make the reality that you want for yourself. So you're not supposed to take on challenges and realities that other people are challenging you to do. You're supposed to actually do what resonates with you, what resonates with your consciousness. You see, I cannot manifest that you live without hunger. I cannot manifest that you be rich. I cannot manifest that you follow your dreams and you find the love of your life. You have to do that for yourself. And that is one of the most important concepts that people need to understand. Though I am the creator of my reality and all that I am experiencing, and when I exchange with you, I can, in fact, be a support. I can be encouragement. I can be inspiration for you to then decide for yourself what it is that you wish to create. But I can't do it for you, and no one can. You see, that is the challenge with this, is that, yes, it would be nice if we can take up all of the suffering and we can take away all of the pain, all of the unfortunate things that happen in life. But then what would be the point, right? You have to understand that the point in life in this journey is for us to come into understanding and self-realization as to who we are, being the creators of our own reality. And when you understand that you are the creator of your own reality, then it is your responsibility to create whatever reality you want. And your job here is to understand that it is not your job, it is not your responsibility to actually change things for somebody else. You are there to support them as they make the changes themselves. That is your job. And you do that by really focusing on the reality by which you wish to create, the reality by which you want to live in. By being mindful about your thoughts, your emotions, your speech, your association. And when it comes to your association, recognizing that how you show up in other people's lives can support them in them making a decision to be more empowered in life, to take more action, to be more proactive, you see? And they look at you as an example, recognizing that because you are taking responsibility for your universe and your reality, and you are making changes, they recognize those changes and they see how you're coming into a space where you are most happy, most fulfilled, and therefore they are then possibly, right, they have the option to look at you, look at your examples and look at what you're doing and understand the principles that you're applying to your life, to your reality, and thus using those principles to create their own reality where they minimize their own suffering and they recognize that they are the creators of their reality. So when it comes to understanding the morals, when it comes to understanding the ethics of manifestation and being a creator, you have to recognize that it only applies to your point of view, right? Your perspective, your reality. We have no control over other people's reality. We can influence, we can show them, we can educate, we can point them in the right direction, but we cannot do it for them. You cannot do it for them. You cannot challenge somebody. You cannot threaten somebody. You cannot say, well, I'm going to manifest something either for you or against you, because that's not the nature of manifestation. Manifestation comes from a place of abundance and recognizing that there is infinite potential, that there is love, right? And with that, there is no ability, there is no truth, and the wanting to maybe curse somebody or say, I'm going to manifest something bad for this person. Once you have that kind of mindset, you're in a place where you're going to lose because you're creating a reality where things can be threatened, things can be harmed. And if you can harm or think you can harm or think you can threaten or, you know, create suffering for other people, really what you're doing is creating suffering for yourself. So when you wish something negative upon somebody, that is a manifestation, right? What that is self-hatred. And when you recognize that, then you can understand that the nature of manifestation, the nature of being a creator, is to create and not destroy. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, get access to my free daily newsletter, and also download this ebook, The Power Within. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.